I have been thinking with you about the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. Many people misunderstand the subject of the Holy Spirit. They somehow feel that he only represents excitement and some great experience, and they neglect the personal, daily ministry of the Holy Spirit in their lives day by day. The purpose of the Holy Spirit, in fact, is not to just bring excitement to our lives. The purpose of the Holy Spirit is to meet the deepest needs of our hearts. And all of us have deep needs. Some of these needs are very secret needs, but all of us have deep needs. Now, in John chapter 14, the Lord Jesus deals with some of these needs. And in fact, in John 14, 15, and 16, there are 9 of these needs that the Lord Jesus deals with. He wants these needs to be met, and the Holy Spirit perfectly meets these needs. I want to read to you today from John 14, verses 18 to 23, these words. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while and the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me, because I live, you shall live also. At that day you shall know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Verse 23. If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. Now this is a very deep teaching. In John chapter 15, verses 4 to 6, again the Lord Jesus says, live in me, or abide in me, and I in you. Now in what way does the Lord Jesus live in our lives? He lives in our lives by the Holy Spirit. This ministry of the Holy Spirit is the second one John mentions in this 14th chapter. And it speaks of the ministry of the Holy Spirit in perfectly representing the Father and the Son in our lives. And this is very, very important. You can imagine how these disciples felt. The Lord Jesus was soon to be crucified. In fact, in less than 12 hours after he gave these words, Jesus would be on the cross dying for our sins. And so these disciples were bereft. They felt somehow that they were going to lose him forever. And then the Lord Jesus had told them that after his resurrection, he would go back to heaven again. Will we ever see him again? Of course, we will see him when we go to be with him in heaven, but what about on this earth? Will we see him again? Will we fellowship with him again? And we Christians also sometimes feel the same way. We trust him as our Savior. We love him dearly in our hearts. But somehow we feel, how can I fellowship with the Lord Jesus? This is what Jesus is referring to here. By the Holy Spirit, we have fellowship with the Lord Jesus himself. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit all fellowship with us. And so in this ministry of the Holy Spirit, Jesus speaks of the fact that he perfectly indwells the believer. And he represents perfectly the Father and the Son. The Holy Spirit does, that is. And so we can depend upon the daily fellowship with the Lord Jesus. So when I tell the Lord Jesus I love him, he hears me. The Holy Spirit is conveying this message perfectly to him. When I thank the Lord Jesus for my salvation, when I tell him I want to follow him, I want to obey him, the Lord Jesus is hearing me when I say these words. It's not just that he's up in heaven at the right hand of the Father, but he's represented perfectly in my life by the Holy Spirit. And so the Lord Jesus could truly say, I in you, and you in me. I in you, and you in me. I'm not going away from you, he's saying. Although in my presence I will be in heaven with the Father, the Holy Spirit will represent me. And you can always have my fellowship. You can always know that your loving Savior, your dear Savior, the one who died for you, is near you. He is with you all the time. He's walking with you in this world. And you can have his comfort. You can have his encouragement in your life. So this is the teaching of this particular passage in John chapter 14. where the Lord Jesus is trying to reassure these disciples. We Christians today need the same reassurance. Now, we're not like these disciples. We haven't walked with Him for 3.5 years as they did. We have not gone with Him through many, many experiences and seen His miracles and heard His teachings in exactly the same way. But we Christians need His presence just as much. And so I would say to you Christians, depend upon the Holy Spirit. Use the Holy Spirit in your life. Daily ask the Holy Spirit to bring the presence of the Lord Jesus and the Father very, very near to you. And I pray that this will be true in your lives.